The Czech education system has taken many strides in the last 20 years since the fall of communism, but still shows some of the scars. Recent governments and the Ministry of Education have stressed education as the best route for helping the country compete in the future. But they have been accused of paying just lip service to the required reforms. In a study of the education systems of the world's most developed countries released in 2006, the Czech Republic was far from bottom of the class. Basically, the analysis by the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development found that Czech 15-year-olds were better than average when it came to science and maths, but worse than average when it came to reading. Tomáš Burška is spokesman for the Education Ministry.
Czech students are, that would be the weak point, they are rather slow in the language skills. That means they are not that good as the other countries in Europe. And, of course, literacy, the reading skills, is our second major problem. So these are two big issues that we are trying to change and where we are hoping for a better future. We, as the Ministry of Education, we do not see today's situation in Czech education system as a tragic one. There are challenges and there is a lot to be improved. But if you look at the evaluation of the different scales or the different, let's say, other evaluation tools that help us to put the Czech education system in the frame and in the comparison of other countries in Europe, we are not doing so bad.
These sort of compliments and criticism come at a time when everyone agrees that the Czech education system should be transformed so that it can offer and deliver more. As well as the specific weaknesses, there is a repeatedly cited criticism that the education system across the board puts too much emphasis on rote learning rather than analysis, interpretation, and original thinking.